think we take a larger scale look than maybe industry might, for instance. You know, I don't want to speak for industry or government, you know, on their behalf, but the stuff that we're trying to do is think outside the box a little bit and identify, you know, where in the life cycle can we find improvements. And this is a good place to do this because we have access to, academics have access to a lot of the best cutting edge science, for instance. And a lot of times when you're talking about reducing emissions, you're not talking about just taking the best materials that are out there, but we're trying to find new and better materials. And we're trying to push the boundaries of what traditionally was or were the ways to reduce your footprint. So, you know, at this point, we've developed models here, as well as other people and different institutions. They take a life cycle perspective at these issues, and they're looking for opportunities for impact reductions. They take a look at the entire life cycle, and developing these models is a difficult process. There's so many different things you have to think about. You're talking about a pavement that lasts for, you know, maybe 40 or 50 years until it's finally taken out of service and rebuilt. You know, a lot of things are happening during that time, and in order to fully account for all those things, we have to develop models that will account for that, account for where emissions are occurring throughout the whole life cycle.